So, Dawson, you have a lot of people who really love you, and they leave you encouraging messages on your social media. So here's one from TJ. He wrote, "Dawson, you saved my life back when I was 13. I was headed down a bad path of drugs and alcohol. Now I'm 25 with a nursing degree. I couldn't be happier, and I owe you a thank you so much." So, Dawson, how do you feel when you hear comments like this?
Well, I never get tired of them. I'll tell you that right now. Sometimes when people contact me, it encourages me as much as they were encouraged. But when I hear something like that, it humbles me. I mean, there are people all around the world that have been into the show and have gotten good advice, not only from me, but from the callers, you know, and it saves their life. I was at a big radio weekend event, you know, top radio people from all over the world. There was a seminar, about 200 people, and this guy stood up and said, "I want you to meet the man that saved my life." And he introduced me, told the story. He was on his way to kill himself down some road in Oklahoma, and he heard our show and pulled over and cried out to God. And he said, "I'm here today because of you." One time I was at another convention. We had a table there where we were pushing people to, you know, take the show, right? And this girl comes in this crowd. I can see her from 20, 30 feet out. She's coming my way, working her way through the crowd. It took her a while, and I'm going, what's she going to do? She finally got up to the table and she said, "If it wasn't for you, Dawson, I would be dead today." Turned around, took the same path out.
That's powerful.
Yeah, you know, everybody wants something so big to live for, so big to die for. I've had the wonderful experience of having that through helping teenagers, young adults. It's been almost 50 years. Radio, 27 years, thousands of people, and people that I'll never know. One of my all-time favorite stories, this girl calls me. And she says, "I want to talk about sexual abuse." And she went into all the sexual abuse, you know, just the stuff, the awful stuff. And I said, "You know, your voice is flat. And you, with radio, you got to hear the voice, right? You can't see him, can't touch him. Tell me more about what happened to you." So she talked a little bit longer. I said, "Why are you not crying?" She said, "Because if I started, I probably couldn't stop." Her uncle or a bunch of people in her neighborhood had sexually abused her. Then I said, "I just am honored that you could trust me." She said, "Listen, Dawson, I don't trust anybody. I don't trust any men. I don't trust you. I don't trust anybody." Wow. Here we are, live radio, about to go to a break at the top of the hour. I said, "Why don't you stay right where you are?" I said, "I'm going to get some people to call in to encourage you." I said, "I'm going to call out all the truckers listening to this show tonight to call in." Finally, I said, "I got an idea." I said, "Let's just blow our horns. Blow them for Cassie. Blow our horns. Just blow them so you can hear them." And got an email from a trucker the next day. And he said, "Dear Dawson, I'm a trucker and I was out highway in Nebraska somewhere." He said, "I was driving my rig and I heard your show. I got on the CB and I said, hey, you need to turn to this show. This guy's talking about truckers and sexual abuse." And then he said this, my favorite story of all time in radio. He said, "Never did I hear so many horns go off as on that night. Honk, honk. All over America." He had his window down and he heard him coming up and down Nebraska. So we contacted the girl who called in the next day. She'd gone to our hope line and so on. And we read what he wrote. She said, "Today is the beginning of my healing." And since that time, tens of thousands of abused men and women, boys and girls, have been helped. How do I feel? How would you feel? I feel it's a great honor to love on the American teenager and speak for them as one would speak for God. I'm glad you like the show. It's not over yet. Keep listening. You'll like it.